I lived in Grays Lake, and I have sold and moved out of the state.
Billy V is a union employee. He left Illinois because he couldn't afford to pay $9,000 a year in property taxes on his $200,000 townhome in Grays Lake. Tony S.'s home in Park Ridge is being liquidated by the government to pay for someone else's pension.
I'm paying between $13,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes, which is insane. I can't save for my retirement. They're basically stealing my equity from me.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours. The Lifetime Roofing System. Exclusively from GAF. And available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To do.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
We get better, better.
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. Good morning, Mike. How
are
you?
Doing great. How are you guys today?
Oh, we're feeling a lot better now that we know that the players and the Players Association and the NFL are going to continue to talk about the anthem. So there's always that to look forward to.
Yeah, that was a very long statement they issued yesterday to tell us there is no deal. And the real question is, when will there be a deal? And to their credit, the NFL Players Association understands that they have leverage on this one. They've got the tiger by the tail, and they aren't going to easily let go. And I like the fact that the union, in a rare instance, has the tables turned on the NFL and isn't going to give up the leverage they have for, you know, a basket of fruit or whatever other little pittance that the NFL would want to give them in exchange for an agreement to stand for the anthem.
Odell Beckham Jr. signs a contract, $95 million, 65 guaranteed, I believe, Mike. Surprised it was that large, and what does it say about his commitment or the Giants' commitment to him?
Well, this was another example of how the initial reports don't really mesh with the reality. It started off as 5 years, 95, and then it was like, oh, it's actually 5 years, 90. There's $5 million in incentives. And actually what it is 6 years, 98.459, which is $16.4 million per year on a six-year commitment. And I'm getting ready to post a story at PFT that makes the argument Sammy Watkins actually has a better contract than Beckham because he's getting 16, and he's only committed for 3 years. Beckham's is going to go through a Julio Jones type of a dilemma 3 years from now. Once he's made $60 million over the first half of the deal and realizes he's committed for 3 more years at $38 million when the market is even farther north than it is now, he's going to be underpaid, and he's not going to have anyone to blame but himself. I'm surprised he committed for 5 years beyond the year that he still had under contract. So, look, we were expecting that Odell Beckham Jr. eventually would do a transcendent contract that pushed every barometer higher than it's ever been, maybe to a point that we wouldn't see it caught in 4 or 5 years, and that's just not the case. He nudged the bar north by $400,000 a year, but to get that extra $400,000 a year, he's committed for twice as long as Sammy Watkins. And look at the numbers between Watkins and Beckham. It's not even close. Watkins pales in comparison to Beckham. Watkins has a much better contract, and between the two, I would take Beckham. I would take Watkins' contract over Beckham right now.
It's interesting talking about receivers because apparently Tom Brady doesn't have any, and they may have to go out and make a trade. And before he hung up on the fine folks at WEEI during his radio show, and he got upset with questions about Alex Guerrero, who I guess is traveling again. Well, his trainer, who is traveling again with the Patriots. But he got upset and hung up. But before that, he talked about the fact that they don't have these weapons. And Mike, big topic of conversation in Chicago is playing in the preseason. The Bears rest their starters. They don't want to play anyone in the penultimate game. I know other teams have done it. But Brady ends up playing, and maybe in part because he's trying to find some kind of rhythm with this group of receivers that he's not pleased with.
Yeah, especially with Julian Edelman poised to start a 4-game suspension as of Friday. And when Philip Dorsett and Cordarrelle Patterson are the potential centerpieces of this new-look passing offense, that's not great for the Patriots. Now, the good news is they won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years with a bunch of no-name receivers, so maybe it's going to be back to the future for the Patriots. But with Brandon Cooks gone, with Danny Amendola gone, with Edelman being suspended, with Eric Decker on the Reggie Wayne retirement plan where, you know, you think you have football left in you until you spend a training camp with the Patriots, it's just not working. And Jordan Matthews was a free agent arrival, gone. Malcolm Mitchell, a promising guy a couple of years ago, gone. It's just amazing how they can't have a consistent depth chart at receiver in New England, and Tom Brady's got to be ready to work with whoever he has. Let me go back to how you guys started this. So you're radio professionals. I mean, it's fun to poke at Brady for hanging up the phone, but, I mean, how many times should he face the same question before he just gives up? I mean, I know they have to ask the question, but after the first time, and after the second time, and after the third time, isn't there a point where you just move on to the next topic? You've tried.
Yeah.
It's not like Nathan Jessup in A Few Good Men, and he's going to crack, right? He's not going to give you anything.
I didn't think the second one was that bad. The first one, he obviously didn't want to talk about it. They tried to rephrase it. When you go back for the third bite at the apple,
you know,
that's when he was hanging up.
You should expect that, right?
Yes.
And it makes me think that they just decided, let's force him to hang up because that'll be a good story if he hangs up. I didn't get it. I got a lot to learn. I've been doing radio for a long time, but I still have a lot to learn. But I just know from an interview standpoint, you can either ask questions that the guy may answer, or you can keep asking him the same question over and over again until he exercises his prerogative to end the call.
We saw him earlier in the year walk out of a news conference on Guerrero, right? When he was asked if it was connected to the suspension, and he just literally was so peeved, he just turned around and walked away. And really, guys, you know it's a touchy subject for him.
And there is something weird there. I mean, there is some snake oil in Alex Guerrero's history, and he went to medical school or wherever. I mean, there's a very sketchy trail of breadcrumbs behind Alex Guerrero, and it makes him an unlikely candidate to have entered the Tom Brady inner circle. But it's just, if you really want to get meaningful things out of a guy that everyone would love to talk to and can create news for you and headlines and things to talk about, if you know he's not going to talk about a certain subject, you're either dumb or you're deliberately trying to get him to hang up.
On the other end of the spectrum, Mike, on Saturday, Matt Nagy was talking post game after the Bears played their, you know, penultimate preseason game, and he held out the starters, and his PR person said one more question because, you know, obviously we were asking a lot about his decision. And, you know, when Mitch Trubisky doesn't play, you want to know why. And Matt Nagy waved him off. He said, no, I'm good. He wanted to explain himself. He wanted to articulate his philosophy. And I just wonder, from a distance, is he ahead of the game or is he overly cautious? Because, you know, preseason football is not what it used to be. And I think these are going to be different games and they're going to be treated differently, maybe more like Matt Nagy treated last Saturday in future seasons.
Well, I like the result, but I don't like the explanation, because at one point he said those 25 or 30 extra snaps in the preseason game, those aren't going to make a difference against the Packers week one. Well, how do you know that? How do you know that there wouldn't be something that happened in that preseason game that provides the fuel for a film session with Mitchell Trubisky that causes a light bulb to go off that otherwise isn't going to go off until after he makes that mistake in a regular season game and the light bulb goes off then? I was notorious when I was in college for always figuring out exactly what they were looking for on an exam the day after the exam, right? You'd be having that quiet moment, and it's like, oh, son of a, that's what they wanted there, right? So it's always better to figure out where you're wrong early. So if he just comes out and says, I've made a calculated decision to keep him out of harm's way because you guys have seen Chase Daniel play, okay, do I need to say anything more than that? I mean, that's all he needs to say. All due respect to Chase Daniel. The guy's made great money for a guy who's never been good enough to actually play, but you want Trubisky to be able to play, so we're keeping him healthy. To say that there's nothing that happens in that preseason game that helps for week one, I'm just not willing to go that far.
Yeah, it's a legitimate point. And, you know, the other element of it is the defense didn't play. And, you know, we talk about the first part of the season is about trying to figure out how to tackle these days in the NFL. It seems like the first quarter of the season, teams are trying to figure out how to tackle, and there's value in live tackling.
Well, there's definite value in live tackling. There's also value in the NFL taking one of the more controversial rules in recent years and not changing it while also changing it. That was a beautiful sleight of hand routine last week from the NFL when they had that competition committee call on Wednesday, and they issued the statement, and I've never seen anything like this, where they essentially say, we are not changing the helmet rule. Here are the changes to the helmet rule. It was unbelievable. And then more changes. In addition to saying inadvertent or incidental contact under this new lowering the helmet rule will not be a foul, Al Riveron had a video that came out over the weekend where he showed that controversial A.J. Bouye hit on C.J. Ham in the Vikings-Jaguars preseason game where Bouye was flagged for lowering his helmet and initiating contact. And Riveron said neither guy was initiating contact. They were both bracing for contact. That is the ultimate get-out-of-jail-free card on this foul, because who isn't bracing for contact when two guys are running at each other? Who's diving head first into an oncoming train? So I think they are narrowing this rule down to spearing, that they want to get rid of spearing, and they're not going to penalize attempted spearing or almost spearing or glancing blows with the side of the helmet. And I think that's why we saw those penalties drop from 27 in week two down to 9 in week three. And I hope, because I don't want this to mar the season, I hope they've figured out a way to maneuver around this rule and not make it the dominant storyline for 2018.
Back to the preseason for a second, Mike. You know, Jerry Jones, of all people, Sunday after the Cowboys game suggested and floated this idea again of 18 regular season games and reducing the preseason to 2 games. I love the idea of reducing the season to preseason to 2 games. How realistic is it that the players would be on board with an 18-game regular season?
Well, they've consistently said no way, dating back to 2011, when I think the NFL tried to convince them to expand the regular season and shrink the preseason. And every once in a while, you'll hear from the commissioner complaints about the preseason, and the preseason isn't NFL quality, and the preseason needs to shrink. And then he realizes, you know what, they're not going to agree to expand the regular season, so I better shut up with these complaints about the preseason, because the worst case for the NFL would be a smaller preseason and still 16 regular season games, because less money. But they recognize how much more money they can make with 2 extra regular season weekends, TV, ticket sales, concessions. Oh, and by the way, however they end up making a lot more money via gambling, it's 2 more weekends of real gambling, not the stuff that's only for the degenerates in the preseason, but the real gambling in the regular season. And here's one to keep in mind. I did a little video about this today. Peter King and I spoke about it on PFT Live last week. I'll be writing about it later today on the website. There's an idea that's been percolating for a few years about 18 games with a per-player limit of 16 appearances. Do not discount that as a potential end result. As crazy as it sounds and all of the strategic challenges it would present, do not rule out the possibility of 18 games with the NFL saying to the players, in order to reconcile extra games with player health and safety. Hey, no one's going to play more than 16 regular season games.
I think that's an intriguing idea. Yeah. I really like that concept.
Well, and I think that you would exempt kickers and punters, and you could maybe even exempt quarterbacks if they find ways to protect them even more. But even if you don't exempt quarterbacks, I mean, which game do you go with Brian Hoyer instead of Tom Brady? And how much, you know, how far before that game do you have to declare that it's going to be his mandatory off game? Do you let them know 90 minutes before kickoff? When do people know that the guy's going to be shut down? And I think it adds a very different kind of intrigue, but it's another layer of things to talk about, things to think about, things to analyze for those of us who follow the sport. And I'm telling you, they're determined to expand to 18. And if they can't go to 18 with players available for 18, the next best thing is players available for 16.
Mike, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys.
That is Mike Florio. Always a joy. We will be back with some transition. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Cubs fans, Albert Almora Jr. joins the McNeil and Parkin Show today at 2.
We're a great family in there, and we just got to keep grinding. There's no reason to freak out or to try more. That will never bring out the best out of us.
Albert Almora Jr. talks Cubs with McNeil and Parkins only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home.
Right now at Sprint, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy Forever. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Note 9, $20.83 per month after $20.84 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Early termination results and remaining balance due. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes. Requires qualifying plan. Subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed, but that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested, you could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk, but one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
There's a difference between do it yourself and do it for a living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the job done with the products and brands you trust. Technology to keep your job on track. Job site delivery to save you time. And bulk pricing on over 4,000 items every day to save you money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Com.
There are all kinds of families. There's the one you're born into, sure. There's also the one you may have if you're lucky enough. There's also your Score family. Don't forget about us. Invite us over for Labor Day. Game Day family, the one you're bonded to by fanhood. You know who they are. Dietz and Watson makes premium meats and cheeses for every kind of family. It's the perfect food for tailgate parties or wherever your family is watching the game. And it's made using recipes perfected over four generations. You might say that Dietz and Watson's a family thing. And next time, kick your game day sandwiches up a notch with Dietz and Watson Buffalo Chicken. It's made with whole chicken breasts marinated and basted in Frank's red hot buffalo wing sauce. It's like eating buffalo wings without the messy hands. And if you want to spice up your cheese, go for Dietz and Watson Buffalo Wing Hot Pepper Cheddar. It combines New York cheddar with fresh habanero, cayenne and jalapeno peppers. Think you can handle both on the same sandwich? Keep your sports family fed on Labor Day. Stop by your local Mariano's and ask for Dietz and Watson by name. Dietz and Watson.
All summer, it's go, go, go. But before you go anywhere, get in to the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event featuring epic savings on the 2018 Elantra, the Sonata, and the full Hyundai lineup of SUVs. The 7-passenger Santa Fe, Santa Fe Sport, Tucson, and first ever Kona. And every Hyundai comes backed by America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Plus, not only will you save during the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event, Hyundai also has the lowest five-year cost of ownership of all brands for 2018, according to Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. But don't wait, because while summer might be go, 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 the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event is going, going, gone. Get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson, or up to $3,750 in total savings on the Santa Fe Sport. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details. Lowest five-year cost of ownership claim based on the average 2018 Kelley Blue Book five-year cost to own data. Visit KBB.com for information. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Illinois property taxes punishment.